You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, November 23rd, 2018, week 267 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And I like to change my intro format every so often.
Every now and then, you know.
Show you I'm not a robot. Let's do some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Mike Birbiglia, What I Should Have Said Was Nothing. This stand-up special was based on his blog, which I think was based on his journal that he used to keep. And they're just funny anecdotes. I think this was his first stand-up special. And there's a reason why I'm recommending this. And you'll find out during Freestyle Friday.
All right.
But yeah. Very enjoyable.
Cool.
All of his specials are very enjoyable.
My recommendation is Pay It Forward. Haley Joel Osment, Helen Hunt, troubling Kevin Spacey's in this movie. But I watched it before I knew anything about Kevin Spacey. So maybe a little troubling now to go back to it. But still a good message of a movie. Pay it forward. Do good deeds.
And then they will do good deeds, and then they will do good deeds.
Yes, so pass along the good deeds. And then the whole world will be amazing. Better.
Yeah.
So, good movie, good message. So, check it out.
On Netflix today, Frontier Season 3, Fugitiva, Sick Note Season 2, To Build or Not to Build Season 2, and on Sunday, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Best Gift Ever. How was your week, Mike?
Had an all right week. Busy work week for sure. It felt like a long week to me. But
this week's gonna be a short week, anyways.
Yeah, so that's gonna be good. I got pretty short weeks the rest of the year, which is good because I got a bunch of
days you have to use.
Days I got to use, so I'm taking Monday after Thanksgiving off.
Do you get more days off now? Do you do that at your work?
Well, I don't know when I would upgrade, because my dad gets 3 weeks off and I get two.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it ever goes to three after a certain amount of time, or if it's...
I think I get 4 weeks off.
Yeah. Maybe is that more. Sick and, or you have additional sick days? But you get to carry both. Over, right?
I get to carry both over.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I was tempted to ask.
Ours is it's kind of hard because we got we have so few people that we got to kind of coordinate it in a way. But we do it pretty well where we share our calendar so we can check and stuff. But yeah, I never really need to take time off. I kind of just, I'll lose it. So I kind of just take it.
Yeah.
But should be pretty, taking a lot of time off these last month of the year. But my week's been okay, I guess. Yeah. But what have you been up to this week?
Busy work week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Birbiglia has a one-man show in New York.
Yes.
And I was I wonder how doable it would be for me to fly out
to New York
for one weekend.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend lives in New York.
Yeah.
And is like, come visit.
Yeah.
And I was okay, so I fly in Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the show on Saturday. We'll get dinner and hang out. All day Saturday.
Yeah.
Now fly back home on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was I think I found tickets for $320.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had two front row tickets to Mike Birbiglia's show that was $160 each.
Yeah.
So I was all in all, I could spend a grand on this trip and just have an awesome trip to New York.
Yeah. Easily.
Probably. Yeah. So I need to figure out if I'm going to do that.
When is that show?
It ends in mid-January.
Okay.
So I have a while to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I think weather's only going to get worse.
Yeah. That's the thing this time of year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's all I was really messing around with. Painted my mini.
Yeah. You got it done under the wire.
Yeah. Stressful. But it's done. It's on the shelf with the other minis now.
Yeah. Looks really cool too.
Yeah. And I was impressed with myself at how good it is. Oh, you can look in that bag. You can the big box out, but in that bag is all the paints I used on that mini.
That is nuts.
Yeah. I think
for such a small figure.
I think there's almost 40 paints in there.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I didn't even know there were that many.
Because it's all like shades and layers and highlights. And
mm-hmm.
So it was nice because when I dropped it off, I got a compliment on it. And then when I picked it up, the guy's like, oh yeah, this is my favorite one.
Nice.
Like, and I was like, oh my God, thank you. Especially because the thing I'm getting complimented on is the thing I hate doing the most because I always feel like it's easy to screw up.
Yeah.
So to get complimented on that.
That's why it's worth it, yeah.
Because
you could be doing the deep like things. Like, this is so hard.
Yeah.
But like, well, it doesn't.
Well, it's not so hard. It's just like I feel like that's where you can screw up the most.
Yeah. Well, that means it's the hardest, I would say.
Yeah.
I think those are the same.
It's just a matter of like following the lines. And you're like, which lines would be higher than the other lines?
Mm-hmm.
And on something like that, it's like a very flowy jacket on the back. You're like, where are the most pronounced areas and stuff?
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. Went to...
We played D&D this week.
Yeah, we played D&D.
Continued our Brian's campaign.
We had Valentino's pizza.
Oh, very good. Worth it. You didn't overhype it.
Yeah.
Definitely really good pizza.
Like surprisingly good for... A very good affordable price point.
Yeah. So I enjoyed that very much.
I started doing this new thing every Friday where I wake up extra early, go to the coffee shop and have espresso with a waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Like an hour before work. Good way to start your day on Friday. You're like, Friday's here.
Sounds like a good idea.
I survived the week.
Yeah.
I deserve a little treat.
Celebrate, yeah.
And what else? Yeah, just painting that many. I did it like Thursday night and then Saturday morning, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the only days I did it. Yeah. What a crazy person.
The hectic schedule, just like literally painting.
Well, you saw the after effect of it.
Then leaving.
I was like in a different
driving,
mind state.
Then crashing.
I was in a very rare form. After I trained in that many, because I did not think I was going to accomplish it.
Yeah.
And like, I think you were pulling up and I was in the backyard coating it with clear coat to make sure that nothing happened to it.
Yeah. Because I know when you don't respond right away or don't come out right away, I'm like, something's going on.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
I was like running
around.
There's no
way you didn't get my text.
Filling my water bottle, like putting my shoes on.
Yeah.
And then at the comic shop today, when I went to go pick it up, they had this book. Because the guy yesterday was buying the Joker one.
Yeah.
And they had this one for less than $20.
Nice.
And it comes with the mask, Dark Knight Returns. So, best book.
That's pretty sick.
Best Batman mask, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All for the low, low price of under $20. And then there was a group in front of me, and they were buying dice and miniatures,
mm-hmm.
and they were getting into D&D. And I was like, oh my God. I love it.
Oh,
all these
start.
People
yeah.
getting into D&D. And she's like, yeah, I've been trying to get them into it for like 2 years. And the guy's like, yeah, I've been watching Critical Role for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, congratulations. It's a very exciting hobby.
Yeah. It's really fun to when you first start out picking up.
Yeah. It's weird. Do you feel like we're on... Like, I feel like we're ahead of the curve for podcasts.
Yeah. Definitely. Podcasts are bigger than they've ever been right now.
Yeah. And then even D&D, we like edged out. Like now it's extremely
common. Now
it's,
I mean, Stranger Things really.
We did after Stranger Things though.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of
pushed it.
Brought it to the forefront more again.
Yeah.
And there's obviously other things.
I don't know if it's like a Bider Meinhof thing.
Yeah. I always find that hard to tell too.
Like Tiki also.
Yeah. Well, podcasting is a clear thing. I mean, but people were there before us, obviously.
Yeah,
but like,
it wasn't
we're not...
like, it wasn't like people in just like everyday people had podcasts.
True.
As much.
True.
Now, like,
yeah, if you were to like to crest, if you were to crest it, like we're on the upward swing, we're not at the peak or like leveling off or whatever. We're like, we were on the risers and have been doing this forever.
Yeah, for over 5 years now.
Yeah. And like, More podcasts have come into existence after we started.
And disappeared.
And disappeared. than when before we started, basically.
Yeah. But yeah. Now, I don't know whether to keep the momentum going from my mini painting.
Mm-hmm. I think you should.
Or take a day off.
Oh.
2 days off.
Yeah. Is that really killing the momentum by taking a couple days off? I don't think so.
But I think I earned 2 days.
I think you take a couple days.
Maybe I'll paint this. I mean, you next. Got.
Oh, yeah. I forget you get Friday. You still work.
Working on Friday. I might go into the hobby store near my work because he said that it's going to be open.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should take it with me and show the guy, be like, this is what your advice produced.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I do need to go on Friday because I need to pick up something I ordered. Oh, but
there you go. Works out.
Be like, see, this is, or if he's going to be like, this looks like shit. Like, this is. All that money you spend results in this.
You clearly didn't take my advice seriously enough.
Well, it's crazy because I don't know what he expects of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, you just do like, he'll like be like Xandri dust, then this, then this, then this to get like that bone effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What does that
mean? I get home and I'm like, what did he say?
Don't understand.
I'm like, he's like, yeah, it's just standard bone. I'm like, and he like has all these colors like off the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm very happy with how that turned out.
Yeah, and it looks really good.
Oof. I'm wondering if I should go back and repaint the sword though. No, I'll leave it like that. I am tempted to go back and repaint the first mini I painted because I'm like, this, I have an extra one.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder how far I've come.
True. But you don't want to save it as a memento of like,
yeah. So I'll have the original.
You want to repaint repaint
like,
a new one.
Paint the same one, gotcha. But again.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of the same figures, right? Like,
no, I don't have a lot. I have this one.
But the ones because you are eventually going to paint ones for like a D&D game. So there's going to be similar figures, right? Or are they all different?
What do you mean?
For the D&D campaign.
They're all different.
Oh, they are all different. Okay. I thought there might be some enemies that are the same or something.
Nope.
All right.
That's why it's
gotcha. That's a little
long,
little
very
more
ambitious.
Complicated.
It's extremely ambitious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, I have like, it's the same sculpt pretty much of the salty dog, the zombie werewolf, and this one.
Yeah.
But it's like slightly different.
Yeah.
Like they released them on different bases. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought it.
And you wouldn't paint them the same color anyway? Exactly.
No, probably not. Because I think I've learned a lot since I painted that one a year ago.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I haven't painted a mini, really, in like almost a year.
Really?
Like I painted that shipping container.
Yeah.
And I'm not even happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried to do all this weird stuff. I have 3 of those that I bought just in case. I was like, I'm not happy with one.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy with the one I did. But I'm not even fully done. Like, because I used this stuff to like crackle the paint and that didn't work out at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. We'll see what my mind ends up with because I've been thinking a lot about that campaign. So,
yeah.
What to write out.
Do you have like, are you farther along in the story than the painting?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Are you trying to finish
done
the
for
whole
the,
story before
have,
you paint
I have one
anything?
Mini done for the whole for the campaign. I'm going to use that mini in the campaign.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, no.
Watch out for that
I
guy.
I have no idea. All right. I'll be wary of him.
Yeah. And then it's like, I have 2 more of those that are primed and ready to go. Do I paint those?
Mm. I don't know. Those are the decisions you have to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is you have so many choices and options and different things for, like, different... painting different figures for different things.
Yeah, that's why I'll be pissed you guys sabotage my campaign. Because I'm like, I put in a lot of effort into this campaign. Yeah. More than, I don't want to say more than Brian, but like, I added another layer.
Well, that's why you got to paint like so many figures expecting us not to use half of them.
No, I'm just going to force them in to the
narrative. They'll just show up
Yeah.
into the game.
You're like, oh, another pirate ship.
Whoops. I mean, I don't control it.
How weird.
That's the rules.
With this another high quality mini painted by me. Because then,
what a coincidence.
I was looking at like online, someone's like, how much do you charge to paint? And the guy's like, well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for professional, table, or something else? And I was like, I wonder what I would consider my skill at. It's good higher point. Than table, good because point. Table, I would say, is like...
They do it right in front of you or something?
No, what's it's like, table? It's just good enough to get put on the table and you can get an idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like layer levels above it.
Mm-hmm.
So like table quality would just be you do the basic colors and you do a layer of shading.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, it's good. You get an idea. And then the more detailed you get with the painting is the higher.
Yeah.
But I don't like table quality stuff because I feel like that's, you can easily make it better.
Yeah. It's not like detailed enough. It's not,
You're like, you might as well just leave it bare metal then.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, we had ramen yesterday.
Yes, right before Harmon Quest.
And then today I was like, I'm gonna have more noodles.
Can't have enough noodles. Noodles are
good. So I had soba noodles.
Got some boba last night.
No, I got boba. I've just been on a kick, man. Yeah. I was like, let's live my best life.
It's end of the year. Celebrate.
Yeah, I was going to hibernation, man.
You fall asleep. Like
ate a bunch of food, take a nap.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, so. Crazy is I show like the half-painted mini to my coworkers, like on my phone, and one of my coworkers is like, I bought this thing in Spain and it's not painted. Would you be willing to paint it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I have a lot of stuff to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, how much would you charge to paint? And I'm like, we don't even have to have that conversation right now. I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah. What would you charge? Because it takes so much time, I feel like.
It's not cost effective.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's no way.
You have to do it because I would have you to like charge, to do it. Because
not just that. And then, like, you don't. I honestly don't think anyone who paints miniatures likes
you don't doing like it. Why do you do it?
I like to torture myself.
What's
I don't
wrong
know
with you.
It's
you have to enjoy it
because
some
the
level.
End result is worth it.
Then you do enjoy it. Yeah. Maybe not the act, but the finish.
I think you have to hate yourself a little. I think maybe. You. I will teach you how to paint maybe. A mini, and we will see how frustrated you get.
That's
I guarantee you. Will
I feel like
snap
very,
that paintbrush over
I,
your knee.
I just feel like it's difficult, and you got to have a lot of patience.
I don't think I'm you like, need the patience. I think you just have to really hate yourself.
Seems difficult,
and you're like
to do.
Let's just see how much I hate myself today.
All right.
Saturday morning, I really hated myself. Clearly,
because
I was
crazy,
like, willing to just keep doing it.
That is crazy, but it seems like yeah, because you're like I have to take a break. You seem like mentally drained from it. Like it's like taking over almost.
It's like you've seen those like little metal models. I have one up there at Walker up there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same. I'm like, I don't understand why anyone would do those. You have to hate yourself.
Yeah. I think it's just hobbies.
Because
just,
you're like...
Well, people like build... What is it? Like, they build stuff?
Giant
like
models.
Models and stuff, so...
That's even worse.
Yeah, but people do that. That's like a common thing.
Yeah, I don't get it. Or building ships and...
But you do get it. It's the same as your painting.
Yeah. But look at that. It looks nice on my shelf.
It does look nice.
And people are like, wow, you painted that? That's so impressive. And I'm like, I guess. I was like, I think anyone can do it. Maybe I just need to
maybe
see people
no
fail.
One can do it. Yeah, you need to just get a bunch of people to try to do it and be like, they can't do it.
I'm like, oh, yes.
It is.
Well,
it
I need to do it.
Man.
I need to look at, let's see if I can find it on
just look
the
all
Facebook
the Yeah, look at the pictures of the other people who did that same figure as you, and they'll be like, these
like,
are
wow.
terrible. Like, they can't do it.
And then it'll secretly be my own that I'm talking about.
You'd be like, oh, I didn't even realize that was my own.
Okay, let's see. They posted some photos today. About 40 of them.
40. Seems a bit excessive, but okay.
There were one... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 participants. I should probably just pull this up on here. Let's see. I already have the internet up. Oh, God. I have to log into Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Facebook so much. It's stuff like this that I'm like, why? Why don't I just delete it?
True.
Do you use two-factor authentication for anything?
Yes, for everything that I can.
Yeah, good.
Very important.
Yeah.
Gotta stay protected.
Yeah. Okay, there's the new mini. Looks pretty cool to paint. Okay. Can you see it, Mike?
Yes. Wait. See yours? This is like that middle one, right?
Where?
Like,
this one?
Yeah, that one, right?
No.
That's not yours?
No.
Hard to see, like,
this guy didn't even unbend the sword.
Is it a far left one?
It is this one.
Okay. Gotcha. Got a similar color scheme.
Middle. Yeah, some people went.
Oh, that's like a Jack Sparrow.
Oh, interesting. They thought that was a part of the belt, but it's not. Interesting.
Huh.
They look, they tried to airbrush or something. That one went green with the skeleton.
Yeah.
This person needs to thin their paints. And they just went black and they're like, I'm not going to do any edge highlights or anything. That one's mine. Highlight in here is good. Maybe I need to probably need to thin my paints a little bit. But look at that. Ooh.
Good.
That person went very deep. That's what I'm afraid of doing when I do edge highlights. That's why I don't like it, because it's scary.
Yeah.
This one's good.
Yeah, is that one that was in the middle?
The black and white belt. Yeah.
Yeah. I think those two are the best ones. That one.
The person went like, I think it's just a color scheme. They did the bone on top.
Yeah.
They know. Yeah, they're following the same. I think they're following the same guide I am. I like how they did the dirt at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And their wood is really impressive too. Much to learn from that person. This person, I saw this guy when he was picking his up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they people put other stuff on it.
Yeah. I think this is the guy who, like, does the group. So he's, like, very into it.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. I have that barrel. This guy's very impressive, too. But it didn't unbend the sword. Yeah,
these guys
are
actually pretty good. I'm surprised how good a lot of them are.
That's a good one, too. This one, well, there is work done in that. It's very, like, the green, because they do the highlights and then the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Like a ghostly one.
Like a ghost
very spirit. Impressive. Scooby-Doo. Some good ones. Yeah, very impressive. It's weird how they don't post that on the main Facebook page of their
store.
But
kind of strange.
But who am I?
And they control it, so they make their decisions.
I mean, I get to like separate it. Let's see if it's on there. Oh. They posted the group photo. Yeah.
Cool.
Next one. I was trying to figure out how soon I should start this. Mm-hmm. If I should just paint it all right now and then not worry about it for a month.
Or paint it and finish it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to probably start on this sooner. Because those sooner feathers look like
a couple days
those
before.
Feathers look like they're going to be a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That's my week.
Cool.
I don't know. Yeah. Come back on Monday for more podcast excitement. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.